JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today we look at the Brownstown Community College Students Earning Opportunities Drive and in glimpses of Jamaica, Sosumba.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
The need to increase the financial resources of several students attending the Brownstown Community College in St. Anne has inspired administrators at the institution to implement a program aimed at assisting the students. JIS reporter Brian Miller shares the details.
Program dubbed Students Earning Opportunities Drive will assist students in finding part-time employment in St. Anne, Trelawney, and St. Mary, the parishes closest to the college. Principal at the institution, James Walsh, says the effort is intended to be more than a search for part-time jobs for students. He says it's also an attempt to provide a service to commercial and non-commercial employers who participate in the program. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has expressed his full support for the initiative.
So, this initiative being launched today keeps the doors of educational and employment opportunities open for hundreds of ambitious persons all through the communities.
He has also encouraged the students registered in the program to consider the opportunities which will open to them as a privilege and take them seriously. Minister Thwaites noted that the program will allow the students to assess their priorities while providing them with a realistic view of what is required in the working world. Brian Miller reporting from Brownstown, St. Anne for Roundabout JA.
Under Vision 2030, the government has been moving to strengthen the tourism industry in an effort to aid in the provision of world-class experience for visitors and Jamaicans alike. Opportunities and investments for business people and communities are also being promoted so the tourism industry can continue to boost well-educated, trained, and motivated workers with excellent customer service. Vision 2030 is the island's development plan for Jamaica to be the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the community notice board, the Board of Management and staff of Jonestown Primary welcome your attendance to their centenary dinner at the Knoxford Court Hotel, Saturday, November 23, starting at 7 p.m. In glimpses of Jamaica, Sosumba. This is a small green berry found on a bush which grows wild or is occasionally cultivated. Sosumba is relished by some Jamaicans, especially when cooked with salt fish, but avoided by others for its bitter taste. Sosumba is also known as gully bean or turkey berry. It is sometimes used for grafting tomatoes. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach Alvin Day.
Have you ever felt like the earthbound caterpillar? Then believe this, you too can be transformed and soar to heights of mental, spiritual, and material wealth that far exceed the average and normal.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. And that's the end of today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Andre Palmer, our engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.